let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Bob Labbe is an engineer, author, and now inventor. Most of us have had that moment where we've said, I've got this great idea for a new product. Well, Bob had that thought, too. After a nasty run-in with a drink coaster, he put his engineering background to work and a new product was born, the Ultimate Drink Coaster, a coaster that actually works, protecting surfaces from drink condensation and preventing that condensation from spilling on the user. Bob earned his bachelor's degree in engineering from Georgia Institute of Technology and began studying for his master's in engineering and business. We'll talk with Bob Labbe on today's program about how to succeed as an inventor. Bob has also been with us before talking about his popular book, Putting by the Numbers, A Quantitative Method of Lag Putting. Back with us now as an inventor, Bob Labbe. Bob, welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Well, Rick, thanks for having me with you. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
I love the concept. We've all had that where if I only had the time I could develop this, or I'm surprised somebody hasn't come up with a better idea. You've gone through that situation yourself. What was your inspiration for the invention and developing the Ultimate Drink Coaster?
Well, it kind of started out in October of 2023. I was at my daughter's house in Atlanta, and we were getting ready to go out to dinner, so we were having a couple cocktails before we went out to dinner. We were all dressed up in our best, and I was having a Manhattan, and she had given me a leather coaster, which had my drink on, and there was enough condensate coming off that glass that it got the leather coaster wet, and when I picked up my drink to have a sip, the coaster fell on my silk tie, my coat, pants, and on the floor. And it ruined my tie. I never have gotten it properly cleaned. So with that, it kind of upset me. And I said to my daughter, I said, you know, I think this coaster thing has been a pet peeve my whole life. And I'm about ready to, I had just sold my company and I was about ready to retire at the end of the year. And I said, Kelly, I'm going to solve this problem. I'm going to invent something that really works. And so that was the impetus to start figuring out how I could make a better coaster.
You know, that moment, like, okay, here's my idea. You actually took it the next step, the big step, which is getting started. How did you go about doing it? Because you just didn't say with everybody in the room, this really upsets me, I'm going to do something about it. You did something about it. What was that first step like? How do people get started?
Well, you know, being an engineer, I'm a pretty quantitative and person, and we learn in engineering how you got to define the problem before you can solve the problem. And so the first step that I did is I defined the problem in that most coasters are either too heavy and they stay on the table, or they're too light and they stick to the bottom of the glass. So I saw that is the problem. If they're too heavy, they're usually made of ceramics or stone, and the condensate just adheres to that material, and it doesn't come up when you pick up your glass. But the lighter materials, they stick to the bottom of your glass, and so that was the problem that needed to be solved. In both cases, the condensate was not absorbed in the non-porous materials, and the condensate would stick to the bottom of your glass in the lighter materials. So I defined that was the problem. So now I had to go about and figure out how to do that. And, you know, it was a material problem. It was the adherence of the glass to the coaster in one instance, and just the non-absorption of the condensate in the heavier materials. So with that being established as the problem, I said, well, how do I keep the glass from sticking to the coaster? And I used the fluid mechanics of capillary action as the basis for the solution to that problem. And if you look at my coaster, it has 1 millimeter semicircles in every part, in every grid, both horizontally and vertically. And those 1 millimeter semicircles create the capillary action for the condensate to flow into the pan. So what I do is I capture the condensate, I convey the condensate, I collect the condensate and contain this condensate in the pan so it doesn't get on your clothes, your coffee table, or your carpet. And that's my solution.
You can see an example of what Bob is talking about at the website Ultimate Coastal, Ultimate Coaster Co., ultimatecoasterco.com. We've got that on our website. You can link on and get the information there. And you can see for yourself what Bob is talking about. How difficult was it to find a material that worked? You mentioned what you had was a leather coaster. People would look at a set of leather coasters and think, now these are pretty classy. I wouldn't mind having these in my home. Ceramic, we've got, all of us have had, you know, ceramic coasters, various types of material. And I think we can all attest that none of them really work all that well. You have to be very careful when you pick something up. How did you find the right composite to come up with a coaster that works?
Well, again, in selecting the material, and as you said, Rick, the coasters are made out of paper, wood, yes, metal, ceramics. There are a myriad of materials that you could possibly use. But what I wanted to do is create a material that could be easily produced in manufacturing and would fulfill the requirements of being dishwasher safe. So you can take my coaster after using it a day or two or evening, whatever you choose, and just throw it in your dishwasher, and it will work nicely. It's made out of ABS material. You can make it out of ABS material, polypropylene, but I wanted a material that would stand 190 degrees plus, so that you could wash it in your dishwasher and it would be safe to do that, because frankly, I don't buy any product that I use for food services that isn't able to be washed in the dishwasher. And that's another little pet peeve of mine. So I solved the problem material by saying, okay, I got to have something that's easily injection moldable and safe in the dishwasher and would look good in any household setting, be it interior or on your porch. And so we have a myriad of different colors, clear ones. We put logos on them for various sports teams, and we've sold them to golf courses with their logo on them. We use UV printing to do that so that it too is dishwasher safe.
It's amazing what Bob has done in taking this idea and turning it into a viable product that's doing exceptionally well. You'll find the product at ultimatecoasterco.com, the Ultimate Drink Coaster Company. Let's talk about the next step. Once you have all of this together and you've got this great idea, here's what it's going to be made of, here's how it's going to work, what's the next step then? How do you go about making sure somebody else doesn't have that idea? You're stealing somebody else's patent. How do you get your own patent? Talk about your case, how you went about answering all those questions.
Well, after the beginning of the idea and the development in November and December of 2023, having an air pollution control company I had just sold, I've been in the air pollution control business for 50 years of my life. And I had an engineering staff, so I made hand drawings of what I wanted, and I had my chief engineer use AutoCAD to produce the drawings. And those drawings I gave to a patent attorney in St. Louis, and he searched the patent for me and the claims I had made, and found out that my claims were very viable, and the patent was very able to be sought after. And so we filed for patent protection in January and February, and we received our patent pending application on a utility patent basis on March 6, 2024. And since then, of course, we have gotten a permanent 20-year utility patent as of February 20th, 2025, and we have a PCT international patent application approved at the same date, February 20th of this year. So we are patent protected not only in the United States, but worldwide at this point. And we have a 33-month period to protect and perfect a patent anywhere in the world we so choose. So that's kind of where we're at with the patent protection that we sought after, because my coaster is unlike any other coaster on the market. Even though there are virtually hundreds of coasters out there, mine is the only one that really works.
Which is absolutely amazing. It does work. Try for yourself and you'll see that, okay, this is an answer to a lot of people's prayers and takes care of their anxiety when they're setting their drink down on this. It does work. It's interesting, for you had the engineering background, so you were a step up on many people when they're trying to invent. You still went to the attorneys and dealing with licensing, patents, all of that. How important is that? And I would think the attorney that works this is the one that's going to make this product actually viable on the market, isn't he?
Well, yes. The patent attorney I used in St. Louis is among the top 10 patent firms in the United States for small group patents. And Chris Carroll is his name, and he did a wonderful job of searching the patent, writing the text of the patent, and it's been very, very helpful in protecting this invention both domestically and internationally. And it's a necessary requirement in the patent in the coaster world, because there are so many different coasters out there, and varying from titanium, stainless, ceramics. There's some very, very expensive coasters out there, but we wanted to create a coaster that everybody could use. And in the developed world internationally, believe it or not, the average home has 24 coasters in it. Okay.
That's amazing.
And that's for obviously indoor and exterior patio use, yes. That kind of stuff. But, when you figure there's nearly 8 billion people in the world, and maybe you might say that the developed world is half of that, that's a lot of coasters.
It's interesting, and that's a very important part of what you did. And if people are thinking about, I'd like to do the same thing, is to check the market. That's really important, isn't it? And when you check the market, did you realize it was as big of a market as it is? I mean, it's incredible with the average household as 24. I would think that was probably even bigger than what you were imagining as you were working on this.
Well, it was, and I was totally surprised when I got a market report on coasters to find out that over $2 billion worth of coasters are being sold every year, and somewhere between $2.2 and $2.5 billion of coasters will be sold by year 2032 on an annual basis. So I thought, well, gosh, even though I understand that the coaster market is a crowded market, but it's a crowded market with a lot of product that doesn't work.
Yes.
So my objective in this whole manner, I said, okay, if I can get 10% of the market in my business plan by year 2034, that will be a success story for me. And I will know that the people that bought this product has got something that really works.
And probably if they bought it now, would still be functioning. They're almost indestructible the way that these are built, and they actually work. Explain again what it does, because and why hasn't somebody thought of that up to this point? Everybody's accepted mediocre coasters over the years, except Bob Labbe, who comes in and says, no, I'm going to do something a little bit better. Explain how this works. Why this is the only one that actually does the job.
Well, it is, and it's interesting in the fact that, as I said earlier, this product, because of the capillary function of taking the condensate and causing it to capture and convey, collect and contain the condensate so it doesn't get on any of your valuables, is extremely important. And that was in essence the solution to the problem. And you know, it works not only for cold drinks, but it, the material that we use, ABS, is heat resistance to material up to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And an average cup of coffee might be anywhere from 125 to 135 degrees. Okay. You can set your hot drink on there and it'll protect your furniture. You can set your cold drink on there. And because of the ability to collect or capture, convey, collect, and contain, you never have to worry about hurting any of your valuable possessions.
What is the word that you would give to somebody as you're doing this? You're dealing with people on a very professional basis. Some are people that you know, the engineers that are working with you. What should people watch for in terms of privacy, in terms of the competitive nature of licensing? You just don't tell everybody your idea, do you, until you have it locked in that that is, in fact, your idea?
Right. Yeah. And of course, we are looking at lots of different ways to commercialize this product. And one of them, of course, is licensing. We're looking at the small retailers and we're looking at the large retailers. Obviously, we'd like to have this product in all the Walmart stores around this country and the world. And, you know, in this country, there's 4,700 Walmart stores and about 600 clubs, Sam's Clubs. And of course, Walmart's the biggest retailer in the world. And we are in a process of doing that big box store. Of course, there's other, like Target is another very large retailer. So we only have a limited staff right now, but we're pursuing Walmart on the big scene right now. And we're pursuing other small stores on the smaller basis, as well as looking for licensing. Now, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady, is helping us out because we signed a licensing agreement with her to help license this product. And we're looking for licensing both domestically and internationally. So there's a lot of ways to pursue this, and we're learning each day as we pursue this business, because, you know, being in the air pollution control business, I was selling big equipment and installing it in steel mills and utility plants and cement plants. So I've sold millions of dollars of equipment to these kind of people. So that being in the small consumer product business is a whole different ball game for me. So I'm learning each day too.
Talk about developing the prototype. How challenging was that? Is this something you came up with the first few times you tried, or was it some hit and miss before you really got exactly what you wanted?
Well, yeah. I mean, what we had to do was be sure that we had very accurate and detailed step function drawings over and above the conventional AutoCAD drawings, because step drawings are used, step files are used for manufacturing and particularly in injection molding. So we pursued in March, April, and May of 2024 domestic manufacturing here in the United States and Canada. And we were unsuccessful in getting somebody that could be cost competitive for the price point that we thought this product was worthy of being sold for. So we went to Asia and we found a manufacturer who in June, July, and August of 2024 produced a prototype based on injection molding. And we had several iterations of product development, and finally, we got the gold standard together by November of 2024, and we began commercialization in January of 2025, just 6 months ago. So we're early in the game, and we got a lot to do. But we have a plan, and we think that once the consumer gets this product and realizes that it really works. We've sold this to golf courses with their logos on them. There's a lot of application for this in the promotional world, and we're pursuing that as our through the ASI Association. We're attending their trade show at McCormick Place in Chicago next week. And there's a myriad of opportunities for professionals, associations, fraternities, gosh, you name it, Fortune 500 companies for their commercialization. They're putting their logo on this yes. product. So there's a lot of application here. We just haven't got there yet.
It's interesting because this is something a family could buy and use and have a coaster finally that works when they're entertaining or just drinking the beverages as they're watching the television, and something that's a marketing tool as well, as you mentioned. This is something that businesses can put their imprint on and pass out to people, and they're getting the market out there, they're getting their message out there, and they're giving people something that has some value. Talk about, you had the knowledge to get this started. If somebody has an idea, they really shouldn't give up their day job, should they? This has to be expensive to go through all of the legal proceedings, all of the testing. It really takes some startup cash for many people.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. And we've already spent six figures in getting to the point we're at now. And it takes some cash. But we're kind of in a sweat equity deal right now where we're all working for no salary. And, we're getting, putting the amount of time in that's available that each of four of us have, there's four of us involved in promoting this product, and we're making progress, but it's not easy.
Well, that's interesting. Another fact, if somebody is listening, thinking, I've got this idea, how do I go about it? Persistence sounds like something that's really necessary. There are bound to be times when it's going difficult and pretty easy just to chuck it and say, okay, I'm going to actually retire this time, go play golf and enjoy myself. Persistence is a key to success in this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You got to be patient. You got to be persistent. And very honestly, we're in the seventh month of commercialization, and to be very honest with you, I think it'll take us at least 3 years to get this product into the marketplace on a level that we can deem it to be successful and get an income statement and balance sheet that we're proud of.
Well, it's a dramatic story as to how you got involved in this, the finding the product, the developing the product. I mentioned retirement. You've retired how many times now or tried to retire, and you keep coming up with these ideas. That keeps you young, I guess, but has this been fun for you, like basically starting from scratch with the new business?
Yeah, I mean, I retired the first time in 1997, and I stayed away from the business for six years, and the company that bought us kind of didn't do a good job, and my first company kind of failed under their management. So my employees called me up and said, Bob, would you please start another company? And so I did in 2003, and I retired again in 2013, only to find that the folks wanted me to come back again, and I did. But I quit the last time at the end of 2023, and I'm done now. So now I'm doing my putty book, and I'm doing the coaster thing as just a retirement hobby. And my son-in-law and daughter and our sales and marketing manager are really doing the bulk of the work in this company.
Well, this company is the Ultimate Drink Coaster Company. The website is ultimatecoasterco.com. Link on by going to our website and check out what Bob has done, and you'll be impressed with what he came up with to solve a problem that nobody has solved up to this point. And also check out the book we were talking about. The book is Putting by the Numbers, a Quantitative Method of Lag Putting. His website for that is puttingbythenumbers.com. That book continues to do well and giving golfers a shot at maybe taking a few strokes off their game, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, the book, it's in 300 bookstores around the United States, and we just got done with a book fair in Beijing, China, and the UAE. We got a book fair going on in Guadalajara later this summer. The book is selling really good. And that my whole purpose in the book was just get the message out. There is a quantitative way to long distance putt. And I really don't care if I make any money from that. I just want golfers to know, whether you're an amateur or a professional, there is a way to know how hard to hit that ball.
You know, I love a quantitative approach. The engineer in you comes out in all of these phases of your life, doesn't it? You have this tendency to break things down and to put them together correctly. How important has that been in sales, even just this engineering background, the analytical knowledge that you have, the power?
Yeah, it's very important. And I remember my mom and dad way back when I was graduated from college, went to work for American Air Filter in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's where I learned the air pollution control world. They taught me about that world, and 5 years later, I started my own company. And they, when I told them I was going to work for American Air Filter and I was going to be a sales engineer, they said, "Oh no, you went to engineering school for 4.5 years, you're going to become a salesman." I said, "Mom and Dad, listen, this is the way you learn. The application engineering is how you solve problems and create products." Well, that has been my life story.
And it came in handy with the Ultimate Trend Coaster. You knew the problem. You knew how to go about solving the problem. The problem has now been solved. It's up to us to respond and look and see where you can pick up your Ultimate Drink Coaster. The book, the information on the website, ultimatecoasterco.com. Bob Labbe, by the way, if you're Googling that, that's Labbe. The website is puttingbythenumbers.com. We've got all that on our website so you can keep track of Bob and see what he's up to. Are you working on anything else now, or are you just satisfied that you've conquered the world with all these ideas?
Yeah, my wife and I have decided that I stay active, with the drink coaster business, and I have a literary agent with Bookhaven Literary in Jackson, Mississippi, that's doing all the work for me in the book, and I participate in interviews for the book. But my wife and I have decided we're in the golden age and years now, so I'm going to just support these two efforts and enjoy the rest of my life.
No more pursuing pet peeves and trying to correct those. So you're done with that now. But you took a big one off the market and gave us a product that we can all use. We can all, as you're talking about that, think back to coasters where we've had coaster failure at one point or another. In your case, ruining a nice tie. And for other people, it could have been other items of clothing. But it's interesting how this idea got started, the success it's had. So people out there thinking, "I'd love to be an inventor," you've got sort of a behind-the-scenes look at it from Bob's vantage point with the Ultimate Coaster. Bob, it is always a pleasure. Congratulations on the success of getting this to market. The putting book is doing exceptionally well. Thank you once again for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me again on your program, and I look forward to people looking at our website at ultimatecoasterco.com. We're on Amazon and we're on Google. And if you want a drink coaster that really works, you got to try this.
And it's the only one that really works. So check it out. And they got a link if you're driving. You can't remember the website, ultimatecoasterco.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.